This one's just a little bit familiar. As Yogi Berra was famous in saying, this feels like deja vu all over again.
Can't believe my Jesus
would say something like that. Why, Jesus? Jesus as I have conceived him to be. Jesus as I have always been led to believe that Jesus is. You know, my Jesus. I know that's happened to us a time or two. Because there are places in Scripture where we just can't understand what Jesus is saying and what Jesus was doing. Just can't believe that Jesus would say that. Or why would a nice Savior like Jesus say something to a nice person like me? Well, in this Sunday's gospel, there's a possibility maybe that our inherited preconceived ideas about who Jesus is going to receive a jolt. Mind you. This morning, in Matthew's account, Jesus instigated a sailing venture. And it was made really strange by the Son of God. And we remember stories from Matthew's that tell how great flocks of crowds of people came to listen to Jesus, to hear his teaching and his preaching, to receive healing and blessing. Well, in this case, at this particular time, Jesus is going to take a break. And Matthew says that Jesus dismissed the crowds to go up on the mountainside to pray.
Amen.
Jesus was a man of prayer. I think we need to remember that. Just a few chapters earlier, Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, and we pray that prayer this morning. But he doesn't invite his disciples to come with him to pray. Don't you find that a little odd? Rather, Jesus made, I'm using Matthew's English words. You know Matthew wasn't English, but I'm using Matthew's words here. Jesus made them go out into the boat and sail across the lake. Made them. The order to climb into that boat and go into the water for a midnight sail. I'm sure Jesus saw the storm clouds brewing on the horizon. I'm sure Jesus knew what would probably happen. He knew that sailing would be rough, but he told the disciples to go anyway. Let's remember that. Why would my Jesus take his disciples from the security and comfort of the shore and make them go out on the lake? Sure enough, we read from Matthew, when darkness fell, the boat carrying the disciples was fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and the wind, and it was way far away from land. I bet the disciples were a little bit scared. I bet the disciples were wondering, Jesus, why did you make us come out here? And Matthew tells us that early in the morning, just before dawn, still dark, Jesus came to his disciples in the boat. He doesn't say that the disciples called on Jesus to save them. Jesus comes to them. Let's remember that too. Jesus comes to us. He's walking on the water towards them. Just in this terrifying midnight sail was Jesus' idea, not the disciples. So verse 26 says, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and they said, it's a ghost. Can y'all imagine being in a place that's uncomfortable for you? Maybe in the middle of one of these pop-up storms here in North Georgia. And all of a sudden, seeing somebody where you know there shouldn't be somebody there. I know, Jack, you'd get your shotgun, because I would too. They were terrified, and we understand that, don't we? I would be. Who in their right mind would expect anybody to be walking on the water towards them? And so I bet you that we would probably say a little bit more than, it's a ghost. Y'all need to come up here and confess after the church. But that's okay, because I would probably say the same thing. But Matthew tells us just then, Jesus spoke to me. Be encouraged, it's me. Don't be afraid. Fear not. We heard that before from Jesus, hadn't we? Sure sounds something like Jesus might say to his followers at the time. So Matthew doesn't say that they heard it. Matthew doesn't say that they believed it. Rather, and here's what caught my eye here, y'all. Peter said to this figure walking on the water, prudent. At least that's what I think Matthew said. And Peter said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water.
Amen.
Now, y'all, let that sink in just a minute. Jesus said, it's me, but Peter says, I ain't sure about that. I don't know. But if it is you, tell me to come out of this boat to you. 20 fathoms of raging water in the middle of the night, the wind howling around. And Peter said, if you do this, I'll know that you prove it. Lord, don't just greet me. Don't just say, hey, it's me, here I am, y'all don't be afraid. Command me to jump out of this boat, risk my life attempting to come to where you are.
Uh-oh.
If it's you. Wow. It's a little strange, isn't it, y'all? But it's also revealing that Peter would say something like that. What's the validation that this is the person that I hope it is coming to me in the middle of a storm? What is the proof that Jesus comes to us in the middle of our storms? Lord, command me to get out of my comfortable, safe, secure boat.
Amen.
Out into the storm, risking myself, risking everything that I have to trust you enough to go out into the water.
Come on.
Pretty crazy, y'all.
It's real.
But you know something? It's something Jesus would say. Not only to those disciples in the boat, but I bet he has said it to us as well.
Yes, sir.
Are you not sure that that figure coming towards you is Jesus? Let's say with Peter, Lord, if it's you, command me.
If it's you, command
to lay aside my doubts.
To lay aside my fears.
To throw caution to the wind and move towards you.
Move towards you.
In spite of what I'm feeling right now.
Come on now.
This is a story of our Savior.
Amen.
It ain't my Jesus.
That's right.
My Jesus wouldn't call me out of my comfort.
Yes, he
wouldn't call me out of my safety. Wouldn't call me out of my security. But you know what, church?
He does.
Absolutely, he does. Maybe that's something we all are living out in our lives.
Amen.
Maybe in my own discipleship, I'm not really sure if that little voice calling me to come out of the boat is Jesus or me.
It's him.
I wouldn't call me to get out of that
boat. True.
Okay. Just being truthful. Maybe this calling scares you. Maybe when Jesus reached out his hand to you and said, come on, it's like, Lord, that little Central American country down there is full of gang members. You don't need to be going down there. What if something happens to you? Lord, if it's you, command me.
Bless you, Lord.
Where are you? What's God calling you to do? Lord, if it's you, command me to at last start tithing to the church. Lord, if it's you, command me to stand up to that bully, either at work or at the school ground. Speak for those who are being bullied. Lord, if it's you, that way I'll know for sure that it's you and not some little God that I have created in my own mind. It's for you to command me to speak up and speak out against injustice and inequality and war and in hunger. You know, all of those human things that are going on in our world right now. Lord, command me to speak out against division, hatred, prejudice.
Preach.
If you do, Lord, I know it's you. You see, y'all, these days in this society now, Jesus is often presented as a kind, affirming, welcoming, excusing, forgiving friend who always comforts you but rarely commands you. We want Jesus to ask, hey, Tommy, tell me where it hurts.
Please.
I'll fix it. For many, that's my Jesus. My Jesus wouldn't say anything to cause me to doubt my Jesus. See, this Sunday's gospel affirms that in my Jesus, but it also gives us a different perspective of Jesus, the Son of God, who is higher and greater than any one of us.
Amen.
When I start saying my Jesus, I bring Jesus down to my level and make him who I want him to be.
That's right.
And that is not our Jesus.
Our Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
If it's you, command me to come to you in spite of my fear, in spite of my doubt, in spite of the risk. You know what? You know what Jesus does? He reaches out to you and he says, come.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.